we don't know.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah, right. Let me see. If you didn't know how to write, you'd say, I've never
written.
And you might say, everyone around here likes to
ride.
And last year he
rode.
And I got thrown once, and I've been scared ever
since.
Okay. And the things you put on a horse's feet to protect them from the road.
Horseshoes.
Okay, and the part of the horse's feet that you put them on.
The hoof.
Okay, and if you were talking about all four of them, the horse has four
hoofs.
Okay, and sheep. Sheep are kept for their what?
Wool.
Okay, and pigs. What about the names for a male one?
I would call it a hog, but I is it a hog? I just thought a large pig was, all large pigs were hogs.
Okay. What about the stiff hairs they have on their backs that they put in brushes?
Bristle.
Okay. And the big teeth that a hog has. What about the big long teeth that an elephant has?
Ivory.
Okay.
The ivory animal.
Okay. But another word for those things?
Tusk? Yeah.
Tusk.
I've heard that.
Okay. The things that they would put the food in for a hog?
Trough.
Okay. And if you had three or four of those, you'd have three or four?
Troughs.
Okay. And if they had a pig and they didn't want it to grow up to be, and it was born male, and they didn't want it to grow up to be male, they'd do what to it?
Spade it.
Okay. What about Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. What about if it was a cat?
I would do the same thing.
Word,
yes.
Same word. What about if it was a male cat? Is that just for females or males or
no,
both?
No, for both.
Okay. Chickens. They keep them in a
chicken coop.
Okay. And if you cook one, you know they have the bone here that usually kids like to get it. You know, they like to
wishbone.
Okay. You ever hear that called anything else? No.
No.
The inside parts of the chicken that you eat, usually you put them in gravy.
The giblet.
Okay.
I think it's giblet. Giblet. Yeah.
The inside parts of a pig that are edible.
For some people.
For some
chitlins.
Okay.
I don't like them.
Okay. Have you ever had them?
I've tasted them, but I think it's the idea behind it.
Yeah, I think that's what it is for most people. Let me see. If you're riding horseback, the things you put your feet in.
I can't.
Stirrups?
Yeah. Since you mentioned, I've heard it, but I...
Okay. Have you ever been on a horse?
No.
Okay. Let me see. And if something's not right near at hand, you might say it's just a little what?
Do that one again.
If something is not right near at hand, you might say it's just a little
over there.
Okay. Or that railroad track, you'd say it's just a little
further.
Okay. And if you've been traveling, let's say you've been on a trip, and you might say, well, let's say it's going to be a while before you're through. You still have a long what?
Way to go.
Okay. And if something's very common, then you can you don't have to look for it in any special place. It's all over. You might say you can find that just about
anywhere.
Okay. And if you slip, let's say you're walking along and you slip, and you fell that way. You say you fell
backwards.
Okay, fell this way.
Forward.
Okay. On a farm, again, the things that the plow cuts, the trenches that a plow cuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.